Community. It's so good to be here with Lisa Turner today. We are excited to talk about the planets and the stars and the moons and the opportunities. And we've been chatting about inspiration to share with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let's just turn it on. Let's just turn it on. So we're on and here we go.
Yeah. So, you know, the last podcast we did was about the New Year's ritual and how we're kind of moving into, once Jupiter gets into Taurus, we're moving into this very like luxurious, earthy wealth, very abundant time. So I wanted to work through the charts to kind of give everyone an idea of where that's happening. But Jupiter has to move through Aries. So I sit with it and I'm like, well, what does it mean? Like, what does that feel? What is the feel of Jupiter, you know, plowing through Aries? And it reminded me of the goddess Athena. You know, she's the goddess warrior. She is wise. And, you know, Jupiter being in Pisces, it kind of gives me that feeling of like, you know, hanging out in the dream or, you know, just kind of like chilling, just going with the flow, right? And I think Jupiter in Aries is waking us up. It's firing us up. And I think that we're going to start going through the chart and going, okay, let's do it now. Mars is going direct now. So that Mercury's
direct. Struck by the end of January.
Let's get some fire, let's get some spark. You know, Jupiter makes a 12-year cycle. So if you want to go backwards 12 years, you can, you know, identify where in the chart this transit was happening.
That'd be 2010 for those of you who math like I do.
Yep.
2010, 2011.
And it's important. I think it's really nice when you know your chart and you know not only the place that it's transiting, which I'm going to cover, but also if it's going to trigger any of your natal planets. Because there is a difference between, you know, that Jupiter transit passing through a house and when it's actually, you know, hitting the degrees of your natal planets, because there's a stronger focus and manifestation when the transiting planet triggers your natal chart.
I just got an image of like the pinball machine. Like when the ball comes like right down the chute, no big deal, straight on through. But if it's going to hit the bumpers, ding, 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 and light something
exactly.
up, charge something, then you're going to get a different experience.
So, beautiful example. So my example is there's a difference between window shopping, Jupiter transiting through the house, or actually walking into the store and making a purchase.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
So it gives you that different feel. Jupiter is the law, it's the legal system, growth, faith, belief, luck. Jupiter expands and grows whatever area of life it is touching in that house. You know, Aries energy has that sense of restlessness and strong will. It can be impatient. So Jupiter was in Aries May of 2022, then it went back into Pisces and then went forward again. So if you know your chart, Jupiter got up to 8 degrees and then it went backwards. So we had like an 8-degree mark of feeling that kind of, ooh, like what's getting started? Or
that's
impatient.
Not a lot, actually.
It's not a lot. I know that.
Said the Aries.
Yeah, and I have fire in my chart, so that Jupiter in Aries, it made me a little bit more mouthy than normal. You know, it definitely sparked up that restlessness and that impatience. But I think, you know, as we move through past the 8 degrees, Jupiter is going to get our Jupiter in Aries is going to get us asserting ourselves, our blood pumping, saying, okay.
So when is this mark? When is the transit? When does Jupiter actually hit the Aries 0-degree mark?
It has.
Yeah. Okay, so we're in this time window.
Yep.
Okay.
We are in the time window. I feel like I wrote it down. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Jupiter clears 8 degrees February 16th. So that's when we are
fresh.
Technically in a new fresh cycle. So right now we're kind of still in revision, repeating, you know,
revisiting. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. So we're clearing out the Aries stuff. We're clearing out that chart. We're starting things, but we're not, I don't think we're going to necessarily seed it and kind of sit with it, whatever it is that we're moving along, until we get into the Jupiter in Taurus, because that's kind of where we're going to.
Can you tell me where that is on the calendar?
Yep, where we're going to earth down. Yep. So the new activation, the new stories of Jupiter in Taurus start May 17th. Yep, May 17th.
So we're going to have a really rich spring.
Yes, we are. Your Jupiter,
by rich, I mean like juicy, like ojos,
fertile.
Yeah, and like Lisa and I were talking about, like, people always want to know, is that good? Is that bad? It's not good or bad. It just means that.
It's the experience.
Yeah.
I have found that just recently, I have found that a lot of clients, they're, and you know, we see astrologers because we're asking the professional, right? Just wisdom, you know, what's going on, or, you know, sometimes you're going through a difficult time that you just, you want to understand, like me, I want to understand the why. I want to understand kind of the energy that I'm working with. And then most importantly, I want to know when it's going to end.
Usually,
you know,
or change better.
Right, exactly. But there's a life experience that I'm working with, and it's not good or bad. It's number one, kind of what I make of it, and the choice, I can either ignore it or kind of work with it, see what's happening. How does it feel in my body? What new things happen, or what new things do I create to work with whatever experience or situation that's presenting itself?
And I feel like when I look at it that way, even if it is something I'm not really excited about, if it is, quote, bad, I know that it's a transition. It's a movement that it's, I'm not stuck there forever. It's not the end of the story. Like, the climate will change. The seasons will change. I will work with this and I will get through it. And there's like an alchemy that can happen through the experience.
And, you know, seeing an astrologer or knowing your chart or having an idea of how things can manifest is just an idea, right? There is so much mystery to life. We're not supposed to know it all. You know, I mean, if we did, honestly, what fun would that be? I mean, truly, what fun would it be? So, you know, just remember, there is a mystery to life and how things unfold. So I wanted to throw that out there. So I'm going to go through, that's what I wanted to say. So the Taurus, the Jupiter and Taurus degrees, if you know your chart, are going to be 5 degrees to 15 degrees. So those are our Jupiter degrees. And that retrograde period will be, will start in September, and Jupiter hits 5 degrees right around June 8th.
Okay.
So that's when that story starts. Okay.
So we have a couple pin drops, right, across the calendar coming in 2023.
Yep.
So it's like when you set your New Year's resolution, like with some appreciation and maturity, that it's not going to actualize itself on January 2nd, right? Okay. So like we're in for the long haul, and we're writing a story that has a lot of chapters. It's an epic tale. So we have a few pin drops to remind us that things are going to transition and shift. And none of it is the end of the story. It just all keeps.
It does. In my classes tonight, I'm going to talk about, you know, the story of the lotus, right? We see somewhere and there's the mystery, right? But we know that we're moving, we're growing, right? It's just, it's a process.
Right.
You know, it's definitely that
process.
It's just
not plopping the flower on top of the water. The seed has to grow up through all of that.
Right.
The whole story has to have its opportunity to unfold.
So I'm going to go through the chart where Jupiter in Aries is, and then, which is our Athena, you know, goddess, warrior. But then I also wanted to give the feel of what Jupiter in Taurus felt like, because they're two different energies. Mm-hmm. And that to me was Lakshmi. The, you know, the wealth, abundance, fortune, beauty, fertility, earthy. So to go from one
generosity
to the next. So that Lakshmi energy is where we're going to be sitting most, yeah, most of 2023. Yeah. So
I'm really excited about this because I had to clean the corners here and do a couple things in the studio, and I took the opportunity to use my phone. I've got that Star Skyview app on my phone, and I'm like looking for where Jupiter is, like one of my favorite planets. So I'm like this, like, where is my girl Jupiter at? And aligning, I've got this tiny little table. You might have seen it. It's got a Ganesha on it because Ganesha is one of the energetic embodiments of Jupiter too, and it's got some calcite. No, the other one. Oh my goodness, you guys.
Citrine.
Citrine. It has citrine on it. And tiger's eye is Jupiter. Jupiter's tiger's eye. So it's tiger's eye and citrine. And I have one black tourmaline on it just to keep it grounded. It's sitting on a visual mandala like image with the Bahut Kadam mantra next to it, which is the mantra for prosperity. And I move it to keep it aligned in this big room here with where Jupiter is in the sky. So I cleaned it off and I moved it today. Oh, it's got a little $10 bill tucked underneath Ganesha's butt too. So it's like, we want to like turn our antenna and align ourselves. So Lisa's got a lot of great ideas to kind of help us get personal with this transition this year.
Yes.
And to get aligned. So what she's going to do is she's going to go through the chart. And if you know your chart, or if you don't, just Google and get a free reading out. Look to see where Jupiter is in your natal chart, what house it's in, and listen to Lisa. She's going to tell you about your house.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you are an Aries rising, you are going to have Jupiter first in Aries moving through that first house. So notice with that Jupiter in Aries in your first house, if you feel, number one, more motivated, more confident, if you're changing your physical appearance, right? If you want to start a workout regimen, right? There's the readiness to kind of like take charge, to be you, to put yourself out there. I like the confidence aspect, especially, you know, because it is in Aries, it is in the first house. Maybe you take a leadership role, right? You're ready to kind of like take charge.
It's an identity.
And yes, for sure.
It hits you in the identity.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And then your Aries rising, once Jupiter gets into Taurus, now you're in your second house of money. So now we're kind of focusing on making money, spending money. The second house is also, I say this a lot, it's about resources. So what are we giving our time and attention to, and cultivating that, right? And finding that sense of peace and gratitude and worth. You could also be changing the way in which you're making money. So as Jupiter went through that first house, maybe part of that leadership or part of the way in which you're putting yourself out there is because you're starting to create something to bring you a little bit more prosperity, a little bit more money.
Yeah, maybe you get a promotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that'd be good.
For sure. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. What's going on, Aries rising?
Aries for you. So if you're a Taurus rising, you have had Jupiter in your 12th house where things have been kind of hidden. You could have gone to school. You could have, you know, related with teachers. So Jupiter in astrology is very much about teachers and the people that we come into our life, the gurus. You know, Tracy loves Jupiter. Jupiter's in her third house of the teacher, right? I mean, I don't know if she's written any books, but you know, it's one thing that teaching, writing, all of those things are great travel. So in the 12th house, you can find that people kind of come into your life that just help and support you, right? They help and support you because you're getting ready to start this new cycle of confidence than in the first house.
Gotcha.
Right? Okay. So you could have been doing, you know, workshops or anything that kind of prepares you for taking the lead and taking charge. So the Jupiter in Taurus people are then going to have that transit in their first house. And then Saturn, if we went back to the podcast from
December-ish,
that Saturn sextile is happening in your 10th house. So who you are, your work, your career, they're starting to kind of work together. So this would be like one of those things where definitely like promotion or taking lead roles could start to manifest and cultivate. For sure. And then to go back, the Aries rising, that Jupiter in your second house, and then Saturn, you again, you're working with that energy. Saturn by then would be in your 12th house. So the things that you are kind of clearing away to build. So Saturn in the 12th house likes to clear things out. Because it's jealous of the anything that you kind of really have to look at. The Gemini rising.
Oh my gosh, good luck with that, you guys.
I'm a fan of it, to be honest. Just saying. The Jupiter, and they say that Saturn, the 12th, is in its joy, and I'm just like, okay. So
it's in his joy.
Yeah. My joy. The Gemini rising, you are going to have that Jupiter in Aries in your 11th house. So notice the groups that you start to get involved in. Notice the dreams. Notice kind of like your aspirations for the future. They might not be quite here yet, but you are projecting it, working on it, kind of clearing the way for it. So you might, you know, get involved in different group activities. You might notice that your circle of friends is starting to expand. That's a great one for Jupiter in the 11th, right? If you have been insecure maybe about kind of taking a leap, getting involved in anything that has to do with society, or you know, if you've ever wanted to volunteer in like a group setting, those are great transits for that. And then Jupiter then would transit into your 12th house come that springtime. Again, notice the teachers, notice what you get involved in the 11th and how that carries over into the 12th, because you're starting and then kind of like seeding and growing.
Gotcha.
So the Cancer risings, you are going to have Jupiter in that 10th house. So it is about career, right? Career growth, career expansion, being in the public eye maybe. It's anything that happens in that 10th house, you're at the height of it all. So people are really seeing you, taking notice. If you wanted to make a job change or a career change, you may have that extra kind of confidence and boost in order to do it. You know, it is the public eye. So this would be like a really, like an example, you know, if you get impatient or angry, maybe somebody's filming you, you know, and it's out there, you know, so, you know, anything like that, but it is the public eye. It's great for career growth. An image. As it moves into your 11th house, kind of like the Gemini rising, now you're going to start expanding where you want to go from there, right? So you start this new career, you have this promotion, anything like career growth in that 10th house. And then in the 11th house, you're going to, okay, well, how do I put it out there? Am I going to do social media stuff? How am I going to network and connect in that 11th house? Is those Leo risings, you have Jupiter moving through your 9th house. That's beautiful for travel. If you've wanted to travel and you haven't quite yet, it's a great time for travel. It's going to give you that confidence to go out there.
We have a retreat in Chicago in April. Come with us.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a great time for retreats. It's a great time to take on a class, just to expand your view of the world. When Jupiter is in the 9th, it is legalities, which you would have that happening. Just because Jupiter's transiting your 9th house doesn't mean you're going to have legal issues. But if you have other things going on in the chart, it could be part of that story, is how I want to say that. You know, I was just telling Tracy, I am not Leo rising, but I have a lot of Sag. So this Jupiter transit is highlighting all of my Sag in the 9th. And I went, I'm feeling the urge to travel to go see my mentor. I'm ready to travel. I'm starting to feel restless. Well, that's because that Jupiter in Aries is highlighting all of my ninth house planets, right? I'm ready to explore. I'm ready to travel. I'm ready to take on new experiences. So as Jupiter goes through the ninth, that's what you might start to feel. And then as Jupiter goes through your 10th, now again, you're looking at career. You're looking at career growth. You're looking at, I mean, not necessarily, I don't think, starting a new career because it's not an Aries, but the things that you've learned through your experiences in that ninth house, you know, maybe you needed to get the travel over and done with before you took on this new thing.
And I think too, like, we have to remember, like, job isn't always in a workplace job.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like a task of caring for someone or a task of volunteer work somewhere. Like, maybe it's like
for
tasking and not maybe necessarily like a paid.
Absolutely.
Profession.
And the transits in your 10th house, it is opposite the fourth. So you can bring up parental things. I would want a little bit more behind it in order to make a statement like that, but it could bring up family dynamics, you know, mother, father type of things. The transits through the 10th and the fourth. And then the Virgo rising, you know, you are now going through Aries in your eighth house. Notice your debt. You know, you might have to, like, you know, clean it up, measure it up, pay it out. You could, you know, get a little spontaneous and maybe take out a loan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not really thinking things through. You might, you know, be paying off debt, accruing a little bit more debt. Notice your intimate experiences as Jupiter goes through that eighth house, like how you are connecting intimately with another person. The eighth house is also other people's money. So there might be a change in your partner's financial makeup. I know that for me personally, when Jupiter went through my eighth, I do have planets in the eighth house, I was paying out so much money. I got like really excited that something great was going to happen. It did not. I was paying stuff off is what I was doing when that transit happened. And then the Virgo risings, Jupiter will then go into your ninth house and it'll hang out there. So notice as Jupiter hangs out in your ninth house now, where your philosophies, your belief systems, do they change? You know, do you feel the need to go back to school? If you're a writer, are you inclined to write a book, right? What are you investing in that you really want to nurture? Maybe that's why you took the loan out, you know, to self-publish a book that you find in that ninth house. I'm digressing. But if you have a lot of fire planets, that Jupiter in Aries is going to light them all up. And if you have Taurus or Earth elements in your chart, Earth planets, Earth signs, you are going, that Jupiter in Taurus is going to light those up. So that is also important as in looking at this Virgo rising, that Jupiter is going to make a nice harmonious aspect to the rising sign as well. And then the Libra, you are going to have Jupiter through the seventh house. So Jupiter through the seventh house, if you are not dating and you want to date, or if you are in a relationship and you want to kind of like move it to the next level, right? You want to get it going. It's a nice transit. It's a nice support system when other people are involved, working with other people, teaching other people, anything one-on-one. It's a nice kind of heating up for your one-on-one relationships, having fun, doing fun things, maybe doing a lot of adventurous things with your partner that you wouldn't have normally done prior to the transit. You know, it's an energy there. Why not use it? Be a little, you know, daring. And then as Jupiter moves to your eighth house, you'll be looking at those investments that you share together.
Gotcha.
In that eighth house. So maybe you're building financial things, right? So if the two of you are together, maybe you build that, you know, that portfolio for your retirement, right? Working with a financial advisor, things along those lines. is a possibility. And then the Scorpio rising, you are going to have Jupiter moving through that sixth house. Again, it's kind of like that health house. Well, it is the health house, but kind of like the first house. Notice if work gets busy. Notice if you start going to the gym a little bit more. Notice if you are feeling a little bit all over the place, right? Gotcha. It is an Aries, so it's a little scattered, hot, a little restless, busy. It reminds me of being busy. You know, Jupiter is an Aries. It can be hot-headed. So high blood pressure, anything that has to deal with health, you know, just be mindful of as Jupiter moves through the sixth. And again, workout regimen, any type of routine, you might notice that you try and really keep to routine. And once Jupiter goes in that sixth house, you can't. You're busy. I guess is how I feel busy in that house. And then as Jupiter moves through the seventh, again, you're kind of nurturing a relationship, kind of slowing down, right? It's not the Jupiter and Aries now. We're not reckless anymore. We're kind of slowing it down and really investing in the growth, in the beauty, in the abundance of that relationship.
Gotcha.
And then the Sag. The Sag rising, you are going to have Jupiter through that fifth house. Again, sex, daring, fun, adventurous, you know, and you're not
Sagittarius happy space.
Yeah, exactly. Like speculation. I mean, if you haven't gambled and you want to gamble, you know, could also get in trouble with gambling, you know, with Jupiter in the fifth, but again, it's going to trine your ascendant. So you might notice that you are a little bit more energetic, daring. Children are in the fifth house. Does grow. So, you know, be mindful of that. Again, you would have other things kind of making that statement a little bit more solid, but children are in that house. If you have children, you might notice that you're very busy with them, that you have a lot of things going on with them. Maybe they're in sports. Maybe you notice that you're traveling, like a soccer travel, you know what I mean?
And I mean, it's interesting because when she says that, I'm like, yeah, but other times that's happening too. But what she's saying is you'll feel this.
Yes.
Whereas other times it might be busy, but it's not like at the top of your list or sensation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, it's a 12-year cycle. So Jupiter's kind of highlighting that area again. Mm-hmm. So you've experienced it once every 12 years, right?
Right, right?
So notice kind of what, you know, starts to come. And then as Jupiter moves into that sixth house, you're going to start slowing down. Maybe there's a little bit more of a routine. Maybe, you know, whatever it is that you've been doing while that you was in the fifth house, Jupiter's in the fifth house. Now as you're slowing down, as you get a little bit more routine, you might miss the fun, right? Mm-hmm. You might miss it a little bit, being that, you know, you're Sag rising. But as Jupiter goes into six, again, notice the health, notice the slowdown, notice how maybe work and your daily life, even though it's Jupiter and even though it's expanding, Taurus is asking you to kind of not be stubborn about it, but slow down about it,
gotcha.
Nurture it a little bit, cultivate it a little bit, form it a little bit, right?
Gotcha. Land it.
Land it, exactly. And you still have, you know, for you, Sag risings, you still do have Uranus in the sixth house bringing up some changes. And then the Caps, again, Jupiter will trine your ascendant once it gets into Taurus.
That's short for Capricorn.
Yes, Capricorn, thank you. That was like second nature.
For his name allowed me to
translate. So the Jupiter going through in Aries in your fourth house, notice if you're clearing up your home life. Notice if you're trying to make room, make space. Notice if you want to move. So that is a nice transit for moving busy stuff with home and family. As Jupiter moves into the fifth house, I don't think that you're going to feel as restless as when Jupiter is in Aries in the fifth, but Jupiter in the fifth is also definitely expanding, you know, fun, but I think it's going to be done in a different way. Maybe it's art, maybe it's music. Right, it's going to be more Taurian. Maybe you want to take a culinary class for fun,
right?
Whatever's happening on the fourth, maybe
it's going to feel more like you're doing it with an earthbound creature,
exactly.
Aries,
right?
Which feels like you're doing it with this,
correct? So the signs
super
matter to
yeah.
kind of give us an idea of how it's expressing itself.
Gotcha.
So you're gonna feel that fun aspect kind of change a little bit. Maybe you have a son or a daughter, or you know, that want to take music lessons, right? And that's where the growth and the focus is. Again, it is the fifth house. Lakshmi, it is fertility. So you know, just throwing it out there. The Aquarian risings. Your Jupiter is in the third house first through Aries. Notice your restlessness. Notice your neighbors. Notice the impatience, because we're talking, you know, it is the communication house. So, you know, when you're driving, maybe you're a little cautious, thinking that, you know, you're Mario Andretti, right? Because you're going from one place to the other. There's that restlessness. And then as Jupiter moves into Taurus now, it's going to go into that fourth house. You still have that same flavor of maybe wanting to move or expand or grow, but you're doing it in a less impatient way, where maybe you notice that you change the textiles of your home, or you throw in, you know, rugs that feel a little bit more comforting or nurturing. Do you know what I mean? Or maybe you decide to HGTV, right? The Magnolia stuff. Like maybe you decide to redo things because you want that little bit more earthy, clean, luxurious feel to your home. You know, notice how that starts to, that energy starts to shift and change. And then the Pisces rising, you know, you're going to have Jupiter through in Aries through that second house first. Again, money, spending money, making money. It's going to move fast. So, you know, notice what you're spending your money on. And then as it moves to the third house, you're slowing down. Maybe you're taking up a class, study, writing, any of those Jupiterian things in that third house. Travel still, but it's Jupiter and Taurus. There's a slowdown. There's a slowdown. I don't remember Tracy's full chart, but now I want to look and go, does she have a book in her? Have you written a book?
I have a book that I've wanted to write for the past 3 years.
So at some point,
I feel like in Jupiter, there are so many like daily tasks. So the Aries in me is like this anxious, kind of like, geez, oh man, I just want to do this. So maybe this will be the year it lands.
So
I'd love for that.
Given that we're working with this Lakshmi energy, when Jupiter is in Taurus, you know, we were talking earlier about crystals or the mudras. I think we were talking about giving and receiving mudras.
Yeah, like Lakshmi is the giving and receiving mudra. So if you're on Audible only, you won't be able to see my hands, but those of you on YouTube, of course, can. So Lakshmi sits with her right hand raised like you're taking an oath, right? That's her receiving hand. Then her left hand is dropped down, like elbow along the ribs and palm parallel facing up. And from her left hand spills endless piles of gold coins.
Ooh.
It just pours out of her left hand. She's so generous.
It's a nice mudra to sit with.
It's such a good mudra to sit with. And one of the things I like to do
I
about the mudra,
like feel it in my heart.
It comes right across, because that's the channel. Right hand receive through the right arm to the heart. From the heart down, the left arm spilling out. And so what we need to be in terms of Lakshmi mastery or Lakshmi embodiment is we need to be balanced in our giving and our receiving. So Lakshmi gives and gives and gives. And what she asks for us is to be very, very grateful. And anytime when we're in that generous spirit, we're in relay with the other person, or we're in relay with the situation. So it's like, you know, ideally we don't work for free. We're getting an exchange. So sometimes we give and give in ourselves, and the exchange we get with the right hand is a paycheck, smack, and we put it in the bank. Sometimes it's recognition, smack, and then we're satisfied. Sometimes it's admiration, right? Like when you said about, is it the 10th house, your public house?
Mm-hmm.
Like being in the public eye, ooh, everyone's noticing me, and that's a reward. So it doesn't have to be like, I spent an hour doing this and they paid me $150 an hour and that was a good gig. It's like whatever our exchange currency can be, that's our lakshmi.
I like that going through where that Jupiter Taurus transit is hitting your chart, kind of sitting with maybe just, you know, before you go to bed, where am I giving, receiving? Like checking in with yourself, going, how was today? Was, you know what I mean? Did I feel that exchange?
Right. And I mean, a lot of, especially people who, you know, practice yoga, teach yoga, are in Reiki, like we're well taught on how to pour the energy from our hands. But honest to goodness, practice pulling the energy back in. Practice when you sit here,
just
absorbing and releasing, and get that current to flow,
mm-hmm.
because it's going to make all the difference.
Well, that's how you... we grow, right?
It's not sustainable. You can't give all the time without receiving. And guess what? You can't take all the time without giving.
Exactly. So I really, really love that in each part of the an area of life of are we connected to the giving and the receiving? I encourage you to do it at home because I can feel it like incredibly.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, if you rub your hands together and get the nerve endings kind of sparked and you can hold it, you can feel like a wah-wah, like a little pulse or stream of energy. And if you can't, then I really encourage you just to use your imagination, okay? And sit quiet and pretend you can feel it. Because sometimes we're just not used to being in the subtle. So if you pretend you can feel it, then you're giving your nervous system and you're giving your subconscious an open door to getting more sensitive about what's there. And then after a couple of days, my guess is you will have an authentic experience where you can feel it.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So there's a mudra for you.
I'm excited.
Sit quietly.
Yeah.
Check in at the end of the day. See how your balance is.
I do.
And enjoy the ride, right, Lisa?
Yes.
Right.
Enjoy the experience, the mystery behind it, mystery behind it.
Yeah.
You know, even, you know, the most wisest of wise astrologers and sages, they're still mystery.
Yes.
They're still mystery. We are not meant to know it all.
All right, you guys. Go with many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here with us today. Namaste.